WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Champions in action, championships defended, and some interesting words exchanged. This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the show by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use credit card, Rock and Sock, or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop, or Epic Games Store when you buy Battle Passes, Avatar, Icons of Fortnite, Nikes, Adidas, and more, Chris hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road to Elimination Chamber, everybody. This was the go home for the show. And oh boy, did things happen on this one.
Indeed, things did happen on this show. We saw two championship matches on the show from the women's side, which we'll get into here in a little bit. But we saw our world heavyweight champion, Gunther, was in action on this show. He had an interaction when he was walking into the building and then noticed the Alpha Academy just sort of doing TikTok dances. And he was kind of upset with all that. But he stood in the ring, talked about being down on the idea of facing Jay at WrestleMania, but he's warming up to the idea of embarrassing the clown on the biggest stage at the mall. He said he took the WrestleMania spirit to Adam Pearce and offered to wrestle here tonight. And he was opening the gate for a chance of life to his handpicked opponent, one Akira Tozawa. Gunther said he told him he handpicked him because he saw him doing a weird TikTok dance when he arrived and it bothered him. He said they have the things in common that they moved to the U.S. and got in the best shape of their lives to prove they belong. But he took issue with Tozawa pleasing the fans and said he's making the wrong choices just like Jey Uso. He recalled Pat McAfee saying one night only anything can happen and, you know, told Tozawa he could earn his respect. And then they started a fight. Gunther dominated. Tozawa had a couple times where he could have got some on Gunther, but Gunther dropped him with the powerbomb, choked him out for the win. Otis stopped him after the match. They had a stare down. He left. Then came right back in, choked out Otis. Jay came out, and then Jay checked on Tozawa. Gunther left, smiling as the crowd yeeted.
Gunther getting in Jay's head just a little bit, maybe, possibly. Messing with him a little bit, trying to distract him.
He's also showing his dominance. And Jay was checking Tozawa later, praised him, and then Austin Theory and Grayson Waller confronted him.
I thought they broke up.
It looked like they broke up, but apparently they're still together. So whatever happened in NXT stayed in NXT.
Can y'all two figure out your situation? We need to know what's going on there. So either you're married or you're not married. Get it together. Figure it out.
Jay super kicked Waller and probably will have a match with him, I would assume, next week.
Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly. We'll see. Or in the weeks to come. We're going to get that showdown. One would assume. We were backstage.
You're dating or not. Thank you. Anyway, go on.
We were backstage with the Judgment Day. They were, Finn and Dom were bickering back and forth. Carlito was trying to intervened. Baylor shot down the idea of adding a new member, and Liv and Raquel showed up, and they said they were going to bring gold to the faction, and you know, doesn't matter who is champion as long as it's a member of Judgment Day, right, Finn? And Finn's like, yeah, of course. And then, you know, you're bringing their trouble to, you know, with their stunt they pulled on Jade, and so they weren't involved, and so just the men working on getting on the same page while she and Raquel focus on their tag team title match. Still drama.
They're inching closer and closer to that fabled breakup. We'll see if we get there with it, but yeah, they're not playing nice with each other right now. We see where all the factions are kind of heading.
So Dominik took on Bron Breakker
and died.
It didn't last very long because Carlito got involved. Finn Balor then got involved, and then the DQ, the trio were beating down. Go ahead.
Dominik did what Dominik does best. He died for his sins in ring.
He did. Bron Breakker gets taken down 3-1, but fights his way back up and has a stare down with Finn Balor. So another challenger in the line for Bron Breakker is Finn Balor. We have AJ, we have Finn. The opponents are lining up, but maybe another triple threat match at WrestleMania.
Braun's gonna have a full dance card. That's all I'm gonna say about it. Like, damn, like he's busy.
Logan Paul maybe with AJ too, because they had a conversation on the commercial during Netflix. We'll talk about Logan Paul here in a minute, but Logan and AJ may be a thing. Who knows? There's lots going on
Logan
in the world.
AJ faced off. I'm trying to remember if they have.
I don't believe they have.
I mean, I could think of worse things than Logan Paul and AJ. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
So that was Bron Breakker in action, the Intercontinental Champion. We have the World Champion in action. Now we have the Women's Intercontinental Champion in action. Lyra Valkyrie defending her championship against Dakota Kai. Really good match. Could have been a little longer, but it was a really hard-hitting matchup.
They wanted each other.
They took their time, and they delivered a hell of a match in the time they were given. Lyra Valkyrie comes up victorious. They hugged. They, you know, played nice with each other. Dakota leaves. Lyra's celebrating. Dakota gets attacked from behind from one Ivy Nile. And then she attacked Lyra from behind and left her laying, holding up the Intercontinental Championship.
I mean, Ivy's just a tad bit upset that she didn't win the title. And I mean, rightfully so. Or didn't get the opportunity to win the title. So, she's a tad bit, you know, just upset. But I'm sure they can work it out.
She was talking and they were like, good job, guys, to the Creed brothers. And then Kathy goes, well, you know, what does all this mean? And they have the goal of winning gold while Chad is away. The boys will get their shot next week at the World Tag Team titles. And she's going to fight her way to getting a shot at the Intercontinental Championship. The War Raiders attacked Brutus and Julius backstage and had to be pulled apart, setting the stage for their match next week on Monday Night Raw.
Okay. I'm down. I have no issues with this whatsoever. I'm not necessarily invested, but I don't have issues.
Gonna be a good match next week on Monday Night Raw. The New Day took on Cruz del Toro and Joaquin Wilde. They built this up on social. New Day got the win. They continue to beat down Del Toro. Dragon Lee made the save, but he got double powerbombed by the New Day.
Joaquin Wilde cut a fantastic promo on social. Mm-hmm. Like, I put it in our group chat. Like, it was really, really, really well done. And yeah, they're continuing to build this feud. We'll see if are they still technically a faction, or are they kind of breaking up? I'm trying to figure that out.
Who, the LWO?
Yeah.
They're still a faction.
Well, Zelina went to SmackDown, so
she's the only one that's left. Everyone else is still together.
Okay. But yeah, I kind of hope that they give the LWO a little bit of a chance and let them do more against the Bad Day, but this was very good. I thought them building this up on social was well done.
Anyway, Penta, Ludwig, and Peter Doohan had a triple threat match. Biggest surprise of the night, Ludwig Kaiser got the win and not Penta.
I don't know how to feel about that. Like, I'm okay with it, but it's like, wow, really? Okay, all right. I mean, I get it, right? Because you're trying to build Kaiser, right? You're trying to build Penta and Kaiser together, and you can't have Kaiser just get beat down, especially since he's doing such a good job as that smarmy heel. So you could do a little something between Kaiser and Penta. But yeah, this was a solid little confrontation.
And it was made right out of the gate that Ludwig and Peter Dunn were not working together, as Kaiser attacked him right away. So
yeah. They made sure that like you understood that no, they do not like each other, and they're here to F each other up.
We had a really interesting sit down with Sami Zayn and Jackie Redmond. He said he went to Kevin's house. Kevin and his family, when Kevin wasn't home, none of his family was home, but his mother who was visiting. He had a nice conversation with her. He said he couldn't look at himself in the mirror when he got home because he didn't know what his intentions were when he went to Kevin's house. He said that he and Kevin have never involved family when they feuded in the past, and he said he doesn't recognize himself or Owens. He doesn't know what he's capable of, and nor does he know what Owens is as well. He says his neck's not 100%. People should be concerned about what he's going to do to Kevin. It'll be a war, and it'll be insane. He said this will be the worst than anything they've ever done to each other over the years. He hopes Owens is ready because he's going to be a bad time. It's going to be a bad time for the both of them.
Is this setting up Kevin going to Sammy's house? Is that where we're going?
I don't think so, because Kevin brought up his family on SmackDown, so this was him being mad and he went to some watch, which is why he went to Kevin's house. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, so maybe he does. No, maybe he confronts his family in Canada. Who knows?
I mean, anything is possible.
But it should be a battle on Saturday.
Oh, they're going to kill each other. They're going to absolutely try to kill each other. That's the only conclusion. And if they don't, I think everybody's going to be very upset. They should do it as safe as they possibly can. But I think there is an expectation of violence in this, just given some of their past confrontations, that if that threshold is not met, people will be upset just for all the history, for everything that's happened between those two. And you're doing an unsanctioned match. It's like, yeah, there's kind of a bar here that's being set. It's not terribly high, but we are expecting certain things out of this. Like, if y'all just go out there and have a wrestling match and smack each other around with some chairs a couple times, I don't think people will be too thrilled.
No, I don't think we're getting that. I think we're getting a fight.
No, I think we are absolutely getting a fight, and I am so down for that. But yeah, this was a great, great interview by Sammy. Like, the one thing he is so good at is emoting and really selling that in his promos. Like, people should take notes from him. If you want to emote in a promo, watch Sami Zayn. He's very good at it. But yeah, he sold the hell out of this. And I loved how he's like, I don't know why I went. Like, I don't know what my intentions really were. It's like, Sammy, you are above going to somebody's house and beating them up in their front yard, okay? You are above that shit. You do it on TV. Like, you're paid to do. Thank you.
The women's world champion Rhea Ripley was talking to Jack Redmond in the crowd. Talked about defending the title against Io next week. She's never been there, and it's been 5 years since they faced. Rhea said she's become the most dominant woman in WWE since then. She's beaten top names like Becky Lynch and Charlotte, Liv Morgan. And next week, she'll add Io's name to her list. Io showed up. She said she would beat Rhea again and go to WrestleMania as the women's world champion. I liked it. I like the crowd interviews. They're fun.
It's kind of interesting what they're doing with Rhea in terms of sort of like holding her out. She doesn't really need to be wrestling right now, which is fine. But it's very curious how they're doing that, because they're having her be on TV, but they're not having her out in front of the crowds necessarily. They're doing all interview. And then right, stuff with Io was fantastic.
And she's defending the title next week. And so, you know, she last wrestled, I think, at what, Saturday Night's Main Event. So it's been it's been a month. She went on a honeymoon, which is why she was absent last week. So
I mean, good for her.
Mm-hmm. Raw opened with Logan Paul.
He didn't need to, but it did.
You know, he decided to perform for the peasants. He said, talked about the last time it was Raw beating Rey Mysterio to qualify. He said he will defeat 3 doorknobs and a John Cena. He said he will win and go on to become the face of the company. This brought out CM Punk, who locked Pat in a porta potty earlier in the day.
Why?
For funsies? I don't know. Logan Paul asked the crowd what is their problem with him, and then asked Punk what his problem is. Punk told Paul he doesn't have a problem. What?
No. Do you want that like sequentially, numerically, or alphabetically in terms of how I list out my problems with you?
Right.
And how much time do you have, sir? Because Punk's, there's a list.
Punk said he doesn't know Logan to Paul well enough to personally have a problem with him, but it's business because it's Elimination Chamber. He said he's seen of Paul is that he's a dime dozen loudmouth kid who does things for a reaction. Punk said Logan thinks that makes him a generational talent, but people deserve better. Logan said Punk's return was one of the biggest and greatest returns in history, but he cracked under pressure and tore his tricep. Paul said Punk is familiar with two people like Steve Austin and John Cena, but it's only a matter of time before the fans are chanting another name. And they're chanting his name. No one did. They booed. Punk said there's a lot of, that Paul got wrong, but he was right with the names he mentioned. He said Austin's, you know, legends, and so is he. Punk said Paul is barely a flash in the pan, and he won't be around long enough for the fans to remember who he is. CM Punk told Logan Paul that he will eliminate Logan from the Chamber match as a receipt for him eliminating, for Logan eliminating Punk in the Royal Rumble. He would go on to beat Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. He doesn't care if Cody thinks he has to sell his soul to beat him. He said that is his business. But in this business, he is Satan, and where Paul is a nobody. They went face to face. Logan slapped CM Punk. He goes, "Oopsie, my bad," as he ran away.
I mean, again, I could think of worse things than CM Punk and Logan Paul. Like, I think y'all talked about it last night. Like, the promo battles would just be, like, absolutely insane between those two. And there's a lot of mentions of selling one's soul lately, isn't there? And taking souls.
And digging, and
that's
digging
gimmick
holes.
Infringement.
So, speaking of taking souls, Cody Rhodes was on Monday Night Raw. He asked what it means for a man to ask a man for his soul. He said it's rather abstract phrasing, but he's grown up in the business. He can read between the lines and understand the Rock's offer that the boss made him. He says good guy 101 to make sure he doesn't lie to fans, and he hasn't lied to fans, and he's not going to start now. Cody said the decision he has to make at elimination does affect just him. It affects his wife, Brandy, his daughter, his sister, his family. Little Brody Lee, the Nightmare Factory, all his students, his two nephews who are breaking into the game with the last name Rhodes, his mother, and the memory of his father. He said his father worked in to his 60s on the independence to make NBC, and he doesn't want it to be that his future. He said that he would scratch and fight and claw for what would be his, only he wouldn't have to scratch, fight, and claw. Brought out Seth Rollins. It's been a year since they've been in the ring together. WrestleMania 40 was the last time. He said he would love to welcome back to his show and congratulate him for a great year as champion. He said he would like to shake Cody's hand, tell him that he will win Elimination Chamber and can't wait to face him in WrestleMania. But that's not why he's there. Cody said, "Wish they were having this conversation." Rollins asked Cody what he was thinking. He recalled teaming with the Bloodline and The Rock last year. Said the fact that Cody didn't slap Rock's face is a slap in his own face. Rollins told Cody that not make him regret everything he sacrificed to help Cody win the championship at WrestleMania. Rollins asked why Cody would do it for bit parts in Rock's movies or Instagram followers. He said, "If the title is too much a burden for him, then it's said it may not be for him." Cody's like, "I wish this was going differently. This is the first time we've had to speak and would be laced with gratitude." But Rollins sounds judgmental. Cody says he thinks the reason Rock didn't make the same offer to Rollins is because Rollins' soul may already be compromised.
Oh, Seth sold his soul a long time ago. Hunter got that bitch.
They shook hands, and we remember Rollins hitting with the sledgehammer, then him also turning on the Shield and hooking up with the Authority, and he knows who Rollins is, and just as Rollins knows who he is. Cody said Rollins helped him achieve the biggest dream and did it with one leg and was the MVP of WrestleMania. He said he wasn't there to judge Cody. He said maybe in some way he's there to protect him from making the same mistake he did all those years ago. He said he's been instilled with hate lately, and sometimes it's pointed in the right direction to guys like Roman and Punk. But he doesn't want to hate Cody. He wants to win Elimination Chamber to face the man who beat him at WrestleMania 38, took him to the limit of Hell in a Cell with one arm, and the man who he helped win the title at WrestleMania last year. He's not coming for Cody's soul, but he's coming for the title.
This was really good shit. This is really, really good.
It was. Really good.
I mean, you wouldn't expect anything less from these two, especially considering the stakes in the shows that we're rolling into. Like, you expect Seth and Cody and everybody to be showing up with their A game at this stage, because we are now officially getting on the on ramp to WrestleMania. Once we get past Saturday, it is full speed ahead into the main show.
Yeah.
So, because there's nothing in March.
Nope.
So it's just full speed ahead to April. And they're just going to go balls to the wall. So, yeah, you should be turning up the dial. You should be showing up. You should be giving your absolute all every single week until you hit WrestleMania. I know that's a big ask, but that's kind of the expectation, because this is the show and you're getting a 2-month build, like exclusive build on everything between Saturday and April. That's pretty fucking big.
is very big, yes. We had a good interview with the tag champs setting up their title defense here on Monday Night Raw. It was Bianca Belair and Naomi defending against Liv and Raquel for the women's tag team titles. Great match. Lots of near falls. Lots of false finishes. Everyone was really good in this matchup. Yeah, Dominic get involved multiple times. And in the end, Liv and Raquel are your new tag team champions.
We'll see where this goes. I'm kind of like low-key curious what they're going to do.
Because now the belts are off Bianca and Naomi. And we don't know exactly who attacked Jade. So.
And there's rumors that Jade may be on her way back. So we'll see how this all goes.
We will see how it all goes. But it was a good show tonight.
This was a really good show. I enjoyed it. Like, what's really nice about this year's Chamber is that it matters. That it's important. And I know that's a weird thing to say because it, in theory, it matters every year. But no, this year it actually matters because there's some doubt in it of who's going to win both the men's and the women's. It's not necessarily a guaranteed shot. Like, we normally know, okay, so-and-so's going to run the Rumble, so this person will win Chamber or vice versa. Like, we know who they're pointing. With this year, there's several possibilities on both sides that could win. And I really like that. I really enjoy that because it's like, and there's a bunch of other stuff floating out there that's creating doubt for a lot of the other stories going into Chamber and coming out of Chamber into Mania. And I have to applaud them for that because it's like, there's a lot of moving parts and a lot of curious things going on. And you're just kind of sitting there. It's like the whole Logan Paul situation where it's like, you have AJ and you have Punk and maybe Braun Breaker, you know, but you know, you could have someone else. And it's just, it's really cool how they're doing this. And I have to applaud them for that because it's like, it makes the show interesting because it's like, oh, what is going to happen? What are they going to do? I'm curious. Let's watch. Which is the whole point.
Which is the whole point. And we'll talk more about that this Thursday on The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We will have our Elimination Chamber pick'em where we will talk all about the show and we will let you know who we think is going to win and who we think is going to lose. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, another edition of CP Radio Live. Sunday, it's WTR Sunday at Russell Talk Radio. They'll review Elimination Chamber. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show. Right after Raw ends, around 10:30-ish, we'll talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can use creator code Ragnarok or
Lindsay Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWD. You can check me in on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lindsay Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LindsayWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LindsayWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack and Rack back here for the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, along the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.